This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 307. It doesn't feel like a real day, like a real show, because of the snow. And literally, there's not one non-talent employee here in our building. Not one. No managers, no salespeople, no nothing. Which is like being on a cruise ship by yourself, right? You're just, I mean, it's like a zombie movie. We're just kind of walking around and doing laps and stuff. So Dave will be with us in just about 30 minutes. He started the show with us. Here are the basics. It sounds like it's going to start snowing again. Andrew's just in there waving to people that it's going to start snowing again sometime around 4 or 5 p.m. Going to snow pretty much all night, but not heavy here in St. Louis. Down south, you're going to get it like 8 to 12 inches, but here in town should be about 3 or 4 inches, and then it should all melt away this weekend, because it's going to get up into the mid-50s. Thanks for joining us on the Facebook stream. It's so cool to watch people, like Kevin's asking about my band, and then Kristen's answering him. Band didn't break up, because that sounds like there was acrimony. There was me and Jimmy Griffin and Daryl Whited, the drummer, and Greg Hulib and Dave Cowles, and Dave moved away to Wisconsin. I think he's back now. And COVID, so we stopped playing. Jimmy and I did DGS Live the last time we did it. We have to do at least one DGS Live this year because it's the 25th anniversary, and I would love, love, love to get the band back together.
It'd be cool.
That would be fun. Here's my plan. My plan is to do one DGS Live where I do my stand-up, and we do like the panel and some music. Maybe I'll get Kelly Wilde from Trixie Delight to join us. She's my pal. And then I would love to do a party where we just get
drunk? Wait, no.
300-400 people.
You know, that's part
the
of
band
it.
Plays, do like a panel. That would be a lot of fun. But we have to do something to celebrate the 25.
I agree.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Maybe we could just, you could just make us become your band too.
There you go, like the Partridge Family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll sing Stairway to Heaven. I don't know.
I got to hear you sing today. It was good.
Yeah, somebody
it was a weird vibe.
I'll just be Animal.
Animal!
You could all come up on stage.
Yeah, we could.
That'd be fun.
Only if I can break dance.
Yeah.
Can you break dance?
No, I can't.
Andrew can.
I can.
Andrew thinks he can.
Boy, I really hurt myself when I was
trying
to do
that. I've only seen you fall.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
it was a hell of a fall.
That's a big part of it. I thought I could. I was pretty confident I could do the worm. And so that's what I was trying to do.
There's a statement.
Yeah.
I was pretty confident I could do the worm.
That's what I was doing on the floor of the old studio.
Oh,
when
that's
I was
what you're
just,
doing.
Yeah, when I was just like flopping around.
What would it take for you to eat the hot chocolate again now that you're on camera?
You're on camera
for the last spicy chocolate. I was sitting here thinking, how do you eat hot chocolate?
Yeah, we were on camera for hot chocolate last time.
Were we?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There's a video on YouTube.
Caught on camera.
Of it.
We should repost that.
Yeah, absolutely.
See how young we all look.
You know what? It was not as long ago as we think. So it was a long time ago, but it was 2017.
See, 2017.
Or no, early 2018, because we had just got bought by our current company, because you said on the video, you say, like, I sure hope the people that just bought the company aren't watching this.
Are you guys like that? Like, 2004 means more to me than 2016. Like, that whole number of years is pre-COVID is very weird to me.
Yeah.
Like, if you say, like, oh, you did this and you did that, I remember it, but I just don't have, like, snapshots in my head about it.
I get you.
COVID did a number.
Yeah, it was a it feels like there's, like, a line, and then there's, like, post and pre. You know what I mean?
Kevin had a really interesting thought, I thought, on the break, because we were talking about, will there ever be another Beatles? Will there ever be a band that surpasses them? And you made the point that first of all, you said Babe Ruth is the greatest baseball player of all time. And I said, you're high. Shohei Ohtani is probably the greatest baseball player of all time. But you made the point that Babe Ruth is the Beatles of baseball.
I mean, I think so. I mean, the game changer, the one that changed things, like everything that came after was different, right? We don't know yet that what that's going to be with a guy like Ohtani. Like, so in using the band analogies, we don't know if there's a band out there now that's going to be that. I don't think so, because it's different. It's a different world, right? The Beatles happened in the perfect time, and they were the perfect band for that time. They had wide mass appeal. And we know, I said, Dave, does anybody hate the Beatles? And you're like, yeah, only doofuses, like people that are trying to be haters. Because there's nothing to hate. It's not offensive to anybody. They had different sounds in different parts of their time. It's like your favorite guy, Neil deGrasse Tyson, was asked about who's the greatest scientist of all time. And he's like, it's not even close. It's Isaac Newton. Because everything before him was one thing and everything after him was another thing.
But wouldn't Einstein be the Beatles of science?
Maybe so. But I mean, like, without Sir Isaac Newton, Einstein's got nothing to stand on. Right? I mean, like, that's the game changer. That's the one that changed our foundational understanding of how the Earth and the world and the universe interact with one another, like how they are. And I think, you know, it's not quite that dramatic with a music, you know, with a band or with an athlete or whatever. But I think that it's hard to replicate the combination of timing and success. Right? I mean, like, I don't think that happens today in the same way, because today is very different. You have access to the whole world. You have, I mean, literally at your fingertips, where at that time, this band comes over from England, everybody's like, oh, my God, what's that? That's a different thing. At the time, when we're talking like Babe Ruth, he was hitting more home runs in a year than entire teams. Teams were hitting 40. He was hitting 60 home runs. Well, Ohtani's not that, but like Ohtani might end up being that unicorn. But think of it this way. He's still got 500 home runs to go to catch Babe Ruth. As great as he is, just to get where Babe Ruth was 100 years ago, he's got to have 10 more 50 home run seasons.
What about the argument that it was easier to hit home runs?
When?
To Babe Ruth, because the pitchers weren't what they are today.
Well, but nobody else did, though. He was the only one. Like, before him, the league leaders were like 13 home runs, 12 home runs, 14. It was only easier for him.
Who is it? I think it was Ty Cobb. Have you ever heard this? That Ty Cobb hated home runs.
He did, totally.
And he thought
he refused to try to hit them.
He thought they were too easy. And someone said, like, we'll try doing it. And he goes, okay, tomorrow I'm going to hit home runs.
He hit three of them. Yeah, he did. That happened.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's really fascinating.
Yep. And it's funny to find out that Ty Cobb was a dumb person. Home runs are the best way to score runs, man.
I don't think I want to hit a home run.
Yeah, like I don't want to score on this one. I want to get a single.
Yeah, you thought it took more skill.
No, I think it's more of like risk reward, right? Because you have to take risks. This is Ichiro. Ichiro could have hit a lot more home runs. He didn't want to because he felt like trying to do that would take away other hits, and he didn't want to sacrifice the number of chances he could do something positive. So he thought about it and said, if I can have four positive at-bats a game instead of one, I'm helping my team more. That's how he viewed it. Wade Boggs was like that. Wade Boggs was a guy that his teammates always said, that guy could hit home runs anytime he wants to. But in trying to do that, you have to take more risk, which means you're going to have more failure. So in that sense, there's some sense to it. But we also know, just looking at how it works, that like scoring, if you can score yourself with one swing, that's pretty efficient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an interesting thought.
Yeah. Oh, very much so.
Like, who's the Beatles of any genre at all? Who is the game changer?
Mm-hmm.
In who would be that? Like when you think of the movie industry, like, was there a person in that, or was it more of just the first color movie? The first time you could do things in color, or the first movies with sound?
See, I'm just thinking about my time,
right?
Because I don't know. I'm sure there's like a James O. Selznick, or there's someone that we don't know.
Maybe it was Charlie Chaplin.
Who was it for radio? Howard Stern? Rush Limbaugh?
In our modern time, those were the game changers. Rush Limbaugh dramatically changed talk radio. Howard Stern inspired how many?
A million little Howard Sterns.
How many radio shows do you think took that and saw that and heard that and went, boom, let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or our version of that, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would say, and look at the success both of them had.
Johnny Carson?
Johnny Carson would certainly be that as a talk show host on television. Although, you know, so maybe people that came before thought it was his predecessor. Was it Jack Parr?
Jack Parr. Do you think it's increasingly difficult to be that person in anything?
I do. Because it's not, no place right now really has that showcase. Right? Like, everybody watched The Tonight Show. Like, everybody did that. Or with music, like, there would be no secret. There would be no, hey, this band's making some noise over in England. You'd know it because it'd be on TikTok.
I saw something interesting that I'll get this wrong, but basically we were more united decades ago because we had so much more of a shared experience that everyone watched The Tonight Show. Everyone went to work the next day and talked about, did you see what happened on Johnny Carson last night? He threw the hatchet, hit the guy in the balls. and now we're just all so siloed and all watching all these different things and consuming all these different things that I can't remember the last time I had a real water cooler discussion with someone at work. Oh, did you see this? Maybe Super Bowl?
Yeah, I say the Super Bowl is the only thing that does it. Like in terms of entertainment, that's the only thing that draws those kinds of numbers that has everybody from, you know what, high school aged to retirement age, everybody's watching the Super Bowl.
Welcome back, DGS 323. If you're watching the stream, you're seeing us laughing because, like, I'm getting used to the camera and trying not to look at myself too much.
Right, right.
But then on the break, I was watching Andrew. He's looking at the camera, but he's like, he's just looking back at it. And he's looking back at it. You look so, like, you're freaking us out.
Sorry.
What were you doing?
There's a mean mug in the camera there for a minute.
You
just discovered the camera.
Like, stared at it. Like,
who is that?
Like, it's in a shower head in an Airbnb.
It's somebody in there.
It was funny for all the words that you and Rach gave yourselves yesterday about your RBFs. That was mine coming into fully zoned out, thinking about stuff, and just kind of like just staring back and forth.
Looked like you were really staring someone down.
Yeah, you were like giving someone the evil eye.
You're giving Gail Moyer Simmons the bad, the scratchy eyeball.
No, I would never. Gail's so sweet.
It reminded me of, have you guys ever seen that video of that little girl who like took her mom's makeup and she like puts a little lipstick on and she's like, oh, and then she puts a little on her cheeks and she's like, oh, and then she puts a little on her eye and like she's like feeling herself.
He was really feeling himself.
Yeah, that's finding what Andrew was reminding me of.
Finding my angles.
You definitely were. That was so, and then you noted us cracking up.
I saw you guys laughing.
And you just sensed like, that it was
he's
you.
Like, what am I missing?
Yeah, I can usually tell when it's me.
Did you know immediately what it was?
I figured it was probably that because then I looked in the somebody put why so serious in the chat. I think that was Kevin.
That's great. Razor's Edge?
Yeah, I want to get a ruling on this TikTok that I saw. It'd be nice if we could show it, but it's not a huge deal. It was basically these people sitting out on their front porch, and you could see like red and blue lights flashing. Basically, what had happened was their neighbors were having an emergency, and emergency services were there, and these people decided to come sit out on their porch and watch. And the TikTok was from the perspective of the neighbor who was having the emergency services, and they were like, oh, real nice, you're taking joy or taking entertainment in our tragedy. What's going on? And it got me to thinking. I ended up looking through the comments, and it turned out these people who were sitting out on their front porch had been like not the nicest neighbors in the past and kind of antagonized them. So this felt very antagonistic for them to come sit on the porch. But then the comments were also full of people who were like, ah, man, every time there's an ambulance or something in my neighborhood, I always go outside because I want to show solidarity. I want to show support. Is that rude? And I was wondering where you guys fell down on that debate. Because
I can't remember the last time it happened.
And maybe it's more common for like city folk. Yeah. Just because there's typically like a little bit more action happening from time to time. I have never gone outside whenever the cops are there or the ambulance is there. But if someone did, I wouldn't necessarily immediately take it as a negative. I would probably think, oh, they're just trying to see what's going on in the neighborhood.
For me, the bright line would be, are they filming? If I have a car accident or something and someone's filming, I'm like, you're an a-hole.
Yeah.
But if someone's just watching, we're humans. What are you going to do?
That's a good point. What about you, Wheels?
Not going outside.
No?
No.
You afraid of...
I mean, unless it's somebody that I know. Shot. Like, if it's my next door neighbor, I'm going to be like, hey.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, is everything all right?
I am a porch watcher.
Yeah.
You are, Andrew?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you'll go out, so there, you mean you're gonna out there on the porch on. And just...
I'll be out there in my house coat.
Watching the people just, beyond the wall.
Andrew, if you had a house coat, that would be too funny.
I'll buy a house coat.
Not even 100% sure what that is. I think it's just a robe.
I think it's mostly for women.
Oh, okay.
I think.
I'm not above
Dave
it.
Dave just gave me a look like I just said something completely
inappropriate. There's lots of robes for men.
Do they?
No. I thought a house coat was more, it wasn't necessarily.
Like a frock.
Yeah, like a frock.
Dave's thinking about his house coat closet at home, and he's like, hey, what are you talking about?
It's for boys, too.
Dude, I non-ironically wore the Wee Willy Winky for a long time. Like the thing, like, who's the guy that jumped over the candle?
Jack B. Nimble?
Yeah, that guy. Like the Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah, I was going to say the
thing.
Scrooge.
Just like a long dress.
Yeah, the night dress, the night shirt.
How was that?
It didn't cinch up around my fat belly at the time, so I dug it.
Very nice.
Welcome back, guys. DGS.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
SNKMOX, happy Tuesday. Dave Murray joins us once again. He joined us at the start of the show. He joins us now at his regular time. Dave, thanks for being with us again.
You bet. Always.
Any updates? Anything change?
No, I'm not going to change anything. I like the overall setup, cold, dry air. It wins in this situation for the St. Louis area. So we have these fine lines of really absolutely no snow, okay snow, and then a big snow. And those lines really don't change as far as Metro St. Louis, still liking about 3 inches of a powdery, fluffy type snow by early Wednesday morning. So it happens overnight tonight. The further north you go, barely anything at all. You get up to Quincy, even Carlinville, little if any snow at all. And then you go south, Jeff City, over to about Farmington, over to about Chester, along that line and south, 8 to 12 inches of snow. So there's a tremendous variation of snowfall amounts. Everybody's going to see this really light, dry, fluffy snow that sees snow.
Such a dub, but it's so much nicer without the ice and the sleet and all that crap.
Yeah. As we mentioned yesterday, you can use a leaf blower on this stuff.
Yeah.
And that's fun. That's really fun to do.
I've not tried that. Beth says, the best intro music. Thank you, Beth. We work on it, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
We do.
Yeah.
Dave gave me a list today.
Can you show the list?
Like to hear.
Yeah. Can you show my serial killer script? There you go.
There it is.
This is what I do for a living. Scribble things down so you can play it. Dave, I've been saying all show that it's going to melt this weekend because we're going to get up into the mid-50s. Am I giving fake news?
Yeah, a little bit. We'll be in the mid-50s by Monday. It will still be cold Saturday. It's better on Sunday, but well, maybe low 40s. That will depend on how much snow we have, but the sun will be out. So things do get better, but it is bitter cold and right through Saturday morning. Really cold.
Talk to us about it a little bit, Dave. What are the lows, like the actual temps in the fields like?
The actual temperature tonight is 8. We're like around 10 right now, so temperatures aren't going to move much. 17 for the high tomorrow. Still some snow flurries on Wednesday, but the steady snow is gone. 2 degrees Wednesday night, 18 on Thursday, 5 degrees Thursday night, 28 for the high on Friday. It's going to feel about the same. The winds are going to be relatively light during this stretch once this storm system goes by. So we're not talking huge wind chill factors, but you know what? You get down to 2 degrees first thing in the morning, you have a breeze of 5 to 10 miles per hour. The wind chill is going to be -8 to -10.
Dave, what's the coldest you've ever felt?
Oh, let's see. When I was in Wyoming in graduate school, I walked to school in -15 degree weather, actual temperature.
Wow.
But it was it's a dry cold. It really was not. It was not really oppressive to walk in.
I think.
Yeah, okay, it was cold.
I lived in Alaska for a while. I think walking to class at SIUE, for real, because it was like probably literally a mile from the parking lots.
Yeah.
And they had those little lakes that would always freeze over. Damn, that was frigid.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a whole different cold. It's kind of like, you know, all the humidity is not so bad because it's a dry humidity. It's not real moist in the desert Southwest. The same kind of thing in the Rocky Mountains with cold. It's a dry, dry cold.
Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Okay, so the BBB is warning people to be careful. There are scammers out there posing as the IRS. Basically, what happens is you get a text from what looks to be the IRS claiming you're eligible for this $1,400 economic impact payment and that you should provide your personal information to have the money deposited into your bank account or mailed by check within a couple of days. This is a phishing scam that contains a fake link that mimics an official IRS website. Clicking on it could lead to malware or a fraudulent form asking for personal or financial information. Just keep in mind the IRS would never request information in this way. It does not contact taxpayers by text, email, or social media. So if you get anything like this, know it is a scam. And don't give them any of your personal information.
I know from personal experience, they show up at your house.
Oh.
That happened. Yeah. I was upstairs with Phoebe when she was a baby. And when I had my own law firm, I didn't file my taxes for a couple years or a few. And I was just living in fear of it like you do. And the doorbell rang and Maureen yelled upstairs and she goes, "Don't come downstairs. It's the IRS detectives." Oh, I was
detectives.
Pooping water. Oh, my God.
Oh, like, he's not here right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's not here.
I don't know when he'll be back.
He can't come downstairs. He's got a case of the tight cheeks.
Can't get a BB up his butt. Have you guys seen this thing? And it's a TikTok thing. I apologize. But have you seen, I keep seeing over and over about an $8,000 payment that people are getting. Have you seen any of those?
I have not seen anything about it.
Here's how stupid I am. So I turned that into, they were trying to buy us out of our Social Security with $8,000, and I got physically angry, and then I realized you just made the whole thing up. You ever do that? Yeah, I know. I have whole conversations with myself. I have debates.
Dave's in the shower like, if they think they're buying out my Social Security for $8,000,
I know.
It's not happening.
Like, I got emotional about it. Then I had to remind myself I made the whole thing up.
Can you believe it? No, I can't believe it.
Southwest Airlines is slashing 15% of their corporate workforce. That's approximately 1,700 jobs in its leadership ranks, marking the carrier's first layoff in its history. The move comes as the airline aims to reduce expenses and address the imbalance between its leadership and operational growth.
I don't like to see anyone lose their job, but it is a little bit refreshing to see a big company fire people at the top.
How high
that's
up?
That's where all the money is.
They said all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they said like C-suite people.
Who? What company was it?
Southwest Airlines.
I just wonder what their CEO makes.
Good question.
Maybe you could go hire a CEO who will do it for $2 million a year instead of 30.
SNL.
I'll do it.
Nah. Yeah. Nah, we couldn't do that. There's nobody out there that could do that job for $2 million a year.
SNL 50 shatters ratings records as NBC's most watched entertainment telecast in 5 years.
There you go.
So even though I didn't watch.
Yeah.
Plenty of people did. Lots of people on the stream yesterday saying, like, I watched it and I loved it. So maybe I'll check it out this weekend when I have some more TV.
I saw a lot of the highlights. There's some funny stuff. What do you guys think of Tom Hanks is really taking it in the shorts for it was Black Jeopardy. Mm-hmm. And he played a MAGA guy with a strong Southern accent and really played it for the stupid. And at one point, what's Keenan? What's his name?
Thompson
went to shake his hand and he says, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa. No, 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 no." And people are really going off in that. And people are saying, well, the MAGA people can't take a joke. And you're always saying it's a joke. I just thought it was really not funny and very awkward. And very over the top. Like, you can portray a MAGA person without having them not shake hands with a Black person. Right? Yeah. Andrew, you don't seem convinced.
I mean, I just think that's the joke, right? I mean, that's the joke is that there is a common perception of these people. And that's what I think they were playing off. I mean, I don't know if the sketch was good or not, but
I think it is a common perception among like the SNL types and like the new, I hate to use phrases like the New York elite, but it's like, when was the last time Tom Hanks ever like talked to someone who voted for President Trump? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why it rang so false for so many people is it's like you're talking about this group of people as if they're a complete monolith. When have you ever even interacted with someone making less than the CEO of Southwest Airlines salary, like per year? You know what I'm saying?
Well, Tom Hanks, I could be wrong. I don't know Tom Hanks, but he always struck me as someone who is very careful about his public image.
Yeah.
And he wanted everyone to like him. And probably a lot of like conservative people did because he's sort of Americana and just a good guy. So that was kind of a, I was really shocked to see him do that part.
Yeah. I didn't see the bit, so I don't know if it was funny or not. It sounds like not. But everybody's cool. I say this stuff all the time, but nobody would have been upset. The people that are upset would not have been upset if that was like your typical, you know, how would we even put it? Defund the police, liberal lefty that they were making fun of. You wouldn't have thought it was terrible because that's how we are. Again, it's only funny when it's the other person. Take a joke, whether it's funny or not. I didn't see it yet, so I don't have a feel on whether it was funny. Probably not, since it's getting ripped. But everybody makes fun of the other people, but they don't like it when people make fun of them. You either have to accept, like, see, I make fun of people, but I'm also cool with people making fun of me. You can't have it that way. You can't be, like, upset when people make fun of you when you're in a group and then make fun of other people in other groups. I think you have to be both.
Tracy says it was a callback to when he was on the show previously and played the same character. I didn't know that.
Oh.
Yeah, that's been a recurring sketch with Tom Hanks. I don't know if he was explicitly a Trump voter in previous sketches. I don't remember exactly what year those were from. But that character of rednecky white guy on Black Jeopardy has been there's been three or four of them now.
One more story. Ken Rosenthal, the founder of Panera Bread, passed away on Friday at the age of 81 years old. I wanted to bring this up just because, you know, it's a huge company that was started here locally. And KSDK posted to their YouTube page a video about a story they did about him. I think it was 1987 when he, you know, first started doing like the sourdough bread and stuff. It was just very fascinating. Thought this was so funny. They bumped in and out of the segment with Hard Day's Night by the Beatles. Mm-hmm. And they like played it during the story. And I'm like, you could never do that now. You could never play that during a news program. I just thought it was really interesting. If you like, you know, seeing old news reels like that, check out their YouTube page. It's up.
Yeah, very
kinda
cool.
Interesting stuff.
Rest in peace. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
You got it.
DGS on KMOX. Coming up at 4 o'clock, we have something really stupid for you. We are doing the Sweet 16. We've never done this before, maybe because it's so friggin' stupid, but it's the Sweet 16 of animals.
Yeah.
The best animal.
You like it?
Mm-hmm. I love it.
It's going to be fun.
I'm the animal.
How have we missed that? We've done like best fictional teacher a million times.
I feel like we did one about animals one time.
We did birds.
Maybe it was birds.
Birds? Best birds?
Best bird.
I agreed to that.
BB.
Bird.
Your idea. You loved it.
One time we did best way to eat chicken. So,
well,
you know, that one was my idea.
That's about dead animals.
That's a bird.
Best ways to eat cheese. We've done that one.
Mm.
I think that was my idea, too.
Kind of like that one.
We've done a lot of Sweet 16s.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I saw something last night that I didn't know, and I'll get this wrong. So any historians out there, I don't have Amy Mark scores to check me on this one, but George Washington, when he was a young man, 21, was leading a part of, I guess, the British Army back then. And the French were getting froggy up in the Ohio River. And they said, hey, George, why don't you take some boys and go up there and rattle their cage and let them know that they can't act like that. And when he got to where they were, they had built a fort and he attacked them and he massacred them. And that led to the French and Indian War, which this historian called the First True World War. And I guess it wasn't like a heroic thing. Like, they're pretty pissed at George for doing it. Like, dude, what the hell?
Calm down.
Calm down. And so, yeah, that was pretty fascinating.
Hmm.
Because, I mean, like, the George Washington thing to me is just, you know, it's just George Washington.
He always did everything right.
He always did everything right.
He cannot tell a lie.
He went up, dude. Whip some French ass on that one.
Yeah, they didn't say in that story that he never did anything bad. They just said he didn't lie about it.
Have you seen Shane Gillis's thing on George Washington?
No.
It's brilliant. He talks about his fake teeth and the fact that they were made partially of iron And he talks about how you can't have iron in your mouth for 10 years because it makes you insane. And that George Washington was 6'2" when everyone else was 5'3".
Right.
And so we had like a giant insane person leading our armies.
And he was a redhead, right?
Yeah, he's a redhead.
He was.
He's a ginger.
Yeah.
What's all going on with old George?
Well, I mean, I can identify.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.